yes, it is time for the local hero report. I'm Bob Flaherty, filling in for Monty this week. Phil Corman is here, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And Adrian Bashista is here. How you doing from Passalong's Farm and Florist?
I'm good, thank you.
I know that you have kind of an offbeat approach to flowers.
My family moved to Western Massachusetts. We had previously lived in Central North Carolina. We had lived there 20 years. We moved to Massachusetts because my younger son has a neurodevelopmental disorder and we were seeking out better supports and services. When we made the move, I had an opportunity to kind of think about what I really wanted to be doing professionally. And I thought I most like to grow flowers. I had not been a commercial grower before that. I had had a pretty extensive home garden. That was most of my experience.
Okay. Someone says, you know, you're having friends over for dinner. What's your next career move? And you get to say,
I would like to be a farmer.
Growing flowers.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to sound so simple, but flowers are just pretty. They bring joy, you know, represent rebirth, regrowth. Part of it also has to do with my skills. In my previous home gardener life, I always had a really big vegetable garden, and then I had extensive perennial gardens with lots and lots of flowers. And, you know, I was going to feed my family with this garden. It was going to be 100% organic, la, la, la. And then by about July, the vegetable garden would have just basically gone to crap.
Yeah.
So I would have totally neglected the vegetable garden, but my flower garden, that was where I would be spending my effort. So when I decided to start a farm, I'm just going to leave the vegetable growing to people who are really, really good at it because I'm not.
I think that's so interesting because when you think about it, flowers are saying, take care of me, and they got you.
Right.
So this is the other thing that I love. In my work, I am not often thinking about a color palette.
Mm, I am spending a lot of my time doing wedding work. And of course, color palette comes into play a huge amount in wedding work. And so I was really lucky this year that I got enough of my bookings early enough so that I could really plan what I was going to grow. I would say this is the first year I've been so intentional about that. Like, I like very bright colors, and most brides don't like very bright colors, so I've had to kind of evolve.
Where are you located?
Passalong's Farm is on Sylvester Road in Florence. We are surrounded by the Mineral Hills Conservation Area on all sides. I have a little flower cart by the side of the road that is apparently memorable people.
And can you share a little bit about your CSA concept?
It's the same as a vegetable CSA concept. People will buy like a 6-week share ahead of time. Then every week they'll either pick it up at the farm. I have a pickup site at the East Hampton Farmers Market, or I can also deliver. It actually makes a really great gift.
So I love this notion that I could tell you what the colors are I love or the person I'm ordering for, and you could talk it through with me.
Very personal. Of course, I do a lot of wedding work, and that sometimes the couples come to me and they have a fully fledged concept, and sometimes they're like, I don't know, what do you think? And both conversations are really fun to have. I don't do a lot of funeral work, but someone who kind of has been following me, her husband died. It was the exact same process. She told me about her husband and what kind of person he was and where he liked to go. And that's how I made the funeral flowers. It was actually pretty powerful.
Speaking
experience.
Of names, how did you come up with this name, Passalong's Farm?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So I told you all I moved here from North Carolina. I did live there 21 years and my whole family lives there. Passalong's plants are kind of a concept to Southern gardeners. If you're a gardener and you go over to your neighbor's and you admire her iris that's growing, you say, wow, that's a beautiful iris. She'll say, let me cut you off a piece. So it's the idea of passing along plant starts or cuttings or seeds, kind of like a shared community of gardeners. That is how I started originally growing flowers. They were given to me by people I knew.
We're talking to Adrian Bashista of Passalong Farms and Florissant and Farms in Florence. We were talking earlier. You had said that you hadn't been on the radio since you were like a little kid. Now, you talk like someone who's been on the radio for years, unlike me.
Oh, are you all hiring maybe?
Yeah, I just want to talk about your first experience on the radio. I know this has nothing to do with flowers, but...
Okay, well, so the last time I was on the radio was in eighth grade. I lived in Columbia, Missouri. My mom was in graduate school there. And I was part of like a acting creativity after school thing. And we had a puppet troupe. The puppet show that we put on was Rumpelstiltskin. My puppet was the princess. We put it on at the local library in Columbia, Missouri. We were all interviewed. And my claim to fame as the fair maiden was that I kept getting reprimanded. I mean, as a person, not my character didn't get reprimanded. As a person, I got reprimanded because my fair maiden, when something would happen, I would say, oh God, or oh my God. Apparently in central Missouri at that time, that was not appropriate.
God's but, country.
So anyway, I got in trouble because I was offending people. People spoke to the management after the puppet show about my foul language.
Jeez. That happens a little bit here, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. And it's always nice to talk to a fellow heathen, you know. It's just,
right. I've tamped it down. I did live in North Carolina for 20 years, so I kind of learned to get along better. But
how do people reach you?
Well, the website, passalongs.com, is probably the best portal. I am also pretty active on Instagram. People can call me. I'm not open to the public, but I do have a couple workshops that are coming up. And I am planning an open house for the spring.
You're going to have puppets?
Probably not, but I'll think about it. Yeah.
Right. This is a local hero from way back here, Phil Korman. Huh? Well, beautiful. Thanks for coming in. Beautiful stuff that you brought in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adrian. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
Thank you.